Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1447 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, Go Forth and Multiply. After the great flood, Noah was so anxious to rid the ark of all the animals and to move on to a normal life. After investing 100 years building the ark and then being quarantined for over a year with a bunch of smelly animals, Noah opens up the ark and lets all the animals out. Following God's command, Noah stands by the door to tell every pair of animal to go forth and multiply. This feat alone took over a week before all the animals were out of the ark. After he thought all the animals were out, he went back to sweep the ark clean and to make sure no animals or creatures were left behind. Noah thought that he was all finished, but did one last walkthrough with his family to check every corner. As Noah was just closing the great doors of the ark, he hears something move in a dark corner. When he checks closer, he notices two snakes were sitting in that dark corner. Noah was very disturbed that the snakes were not off the ark. So Noah says to them, "Didn't you hear me? You can go now. Go forth and multiply." The snakes looked a bit embarrassed and replied, "We can't. We are adders." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, when you've been around a snake long enough, you learn to crawl in the dirt. And our verse for today is Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and told them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth." And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,446 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.